Here's Gerard Gallant, the head coach of the Vegas Golden Knights.
Now ask him, coach, right now.
You're on with Darren Millard, Mark Savard, and Damian Cox. And Damian is very – we'll get this out of the way
Very interested.
Ask your question.
Well, Gerard, I want to know what happened to the post-game press conference last night.
What happened? We were there.
Oh, were you there? Because it's being reported everywhere that you didn't go, that you jumped in a cab.
Yeah, no, not last night, but I don't mind getting away from them once in a while, to be honest with you.
Okay, so that's not true. So you were there to explain how your hockey team in Vegas has somehow stunned the hockey world by not just making the playoffs and not just having a great regular season, but also by sweeping the first round of the playoffs. Are you shocked?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I knew we had a good team and we competed hard and we had a great regular season. And did I expect to win in four games against Los Angeles? No, not at all. I mean, I knew it was going to be a good battle and good games, and that's what it was. I mean, we had some puck luck that went our way at key times of the hockey series. And, you know, our goaltending, obviously, Marc-Andre Fleury was sensational, and so was Jonathan Quick. I mean, the goaltending was outstanding in that series, so... But every game was a one-goal game, and again, you know, 1-0, 1-0, 2-1 on the double overtime. So it was great hockey, and it was real intense hockey. And you know, I'm proud of our guys the way they played. They played like a veteran team.
It seemed like you've got a team made up of guys who were brought in via the expansion draft, and pretty symbolic that Braden McNabb is the one who ends up scoring the winning goal for you guys, who was picked up from LA in the expansion draft.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, if your coaching staff before the game picked the guy who was going to score the winning goal last night, it probably wouldn't have been Braden. I mean, he might have defended the winning goal, but for him to get a goal against his old team like that in a key game like that, it was outstanding. And it's been going on all year long, though, I got to say. I mean, I never thought there was much to it when the media made a big deal of it early in the season, but it just seemed like every time the guys played their old team, they played really well that night. And I bet you 90% of the time those guys had a big impact in those games.
So, Gerard, I honestly can't figure it out. How do you win a series by scoring 7 goals?
I don't know. I don't know. The media asked me that question last night, and I said, I don't care how it happened, but I'm glad it happened. So, really, L.A. should have probably had 10, 12 goals in that series, and we probably should have had 12 or 15 goals in that series. I mean, the goaltending was as good as I've seen. I mean, you look at their numbers, you look at the stats, and, you know, we do scoring chances after every game like any other team does, and you said, you know what, how was it not 3 or 4 goals tonight? It was just great goaltending, and we created opportunities, they created opportunities, and just the goaltending was hot.
And you've seen some great goaltending with...
Yeah, outstanding.
Being around me.
Well, exactly, in the summertime.
Yeah.
I've seen all kinds of it. with senior hockey league players shooting at you, not even.
He wasn't going to let you get away with that at all.
Go ahead, Mark.
Gerard, from watching this series closely, the biggest thing that I've been impressed with your hockey club and watching the Kings is the back pressure. I mean, you guys are so fast on the forecheck and so fast getting up ice, but the back pressure you guys have put on in this series was really at a high level. And I don't know if that's something you preach every day, but they were bang on this series.
No, really, Mark, we talk about playing fast. I mean, every team talks about it, but I think from the day one, if we were going to have any success in the league this year with all our new players, it was about playing fast and making sure we're helping our defensemen. I mean, we don't have, you know, you look at our back end and there's no big, big name defensemen there, but there's a lot of guys that do a real solid job and they play a good defensive game. And I think when your forwards help out and push them into there, they can stay up and protect that blue line, it makes a big difference. And I think that when we do a good job of that, I think our team has a chance to win every night. And that's a big part of our group for sure.
Okay, so most coaches would go into the room and say, okay, that's one step down the trip that we want to make. We got 3 more to go. This is where we expected to be. Let's not get enjoy it right now, but not get too ahead of ourselves. You can't say that, any of that, except for let's not get too ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, and you know, seriously, guys, I mean, I wouldn't go in there and say that anyway, but the bottom line is the guys believe that. The guys believe we're a good team. Like, I mean, doesn't matter what people say or what we think. I mean, the guys believe every night that we go into a hockey game that they're going to win it. They really do. And, you know, that came from playing great games on the road this season, going into Nashville and Dallas and those places and winning hockey games. And, you know, we won a lot of big games on the road and teams that, you know, you're not supposed to be competing with. And I just think the guys got confidence, and we're not a cocky group at all. We still know we're the underdogs. But as long as we work like that and get goaltending and play the game that we play, we get a chance to beat anybody in any given night, and that's the fun part of it.
You have a team filled with players who weren't wanted by other teams, or at least those teams wanted other guys more than they wanted those guys. Did you, as a coach, use that as a motivating tool during the year? Is that something that you've brought up from time to time to make sure guys don't forget that that was the reason they ended up in Vegas?
I never did that once, to be totally honest with you. I never did it once. I know our players talked about it amongst themselves. We had a short meeting, and we just said, you know what? I hope everybody's happy to be in Vegas, because I am, and I think we got a good group of guys. And, you know, never mind your old teams. We're a group of players that's going to work hard and compete hard, and we don't know where it's going to go. We're going to take it one game at a time and see what we got. And I never brought it up once. And like I said, I know the guys talked about it amongst themselves, and you have some comments in the papers about certain guys saying, you know, we got a chip on their shoulder, and I understand that. But it was never brought up by the coaching staff, not once.
The real guy that has it, you can see he has a chip on his shoulder, and he's playing like it, is Marc-Andre Fleury. And I said going into this series that the most intriguing battle for me was in net, Fleury and Quick. And the other thing I love about Fleury, and you can maybe go on about this, if you could name your goalie your captain, I think he'd have to be one of the guys that would be high on your list, because he just seems like he just loves coming to the rink every day.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, he's the guy that runs our group. I mean, he's the guy that's the prankster still at 33 years of age. He's the guy that has fun every day and smiles, and, you know, he does everything. I mean, he's the guy that sees the kid in the stands at the end of a game and goes over and gives him a stick or gives him a puck. He just... he doesn't miss anything, and he's such a professional and such a good person, and everybody likes him. And no, he's definitely a captain type of guy. And, you know, you got it. And that's what we got in our room. We got guys like him. We got Derek Englund. There's so many of those guys in our room, veteran guys. And, you know, we talked about guys coming from other teams. Well, I know one thing, after probably a month into the season, I know everybody was very happy to be in Vegas, and they got together as a group, a veteran group. And they've been leading us the whole time.
Gerard Gallant is with us on Hockey Central at noon. The Vegas Golden Knights, the first team through to the second round of the 2018 Stanley Cup playoffs. Darren Millard along with Mark Savard and Damian Cox. When you now evaluate it, I'm curious, because you went through half the first half of the year. People still thought it would stumble. Then you win the division, but you go up against a team that's won two Stanley Cups recently. And even Drew Doughty was saying, we're not going to lose this series. Do you think you've now cleared the hurdle of being known as an expansion team to now just being a good team? Or should you have cleared that hurdle in a lot of people's mind?
To us it didn't matter. But, again, it's probably halfway through the year around the All-Star game where we really thought, you know what, we're not going to fall off. People are waiting for us to lose 7 or 8 out of 10 or something like that. And we knew that wasn't going to happen. We knew our team was too good for that. And as long as we played the way the game we play, it wasn't going to happen. So we felt we had a good team all year long. Did I believe we're going to finish first place? No, I didn't. You know, I mean, after Christmas I did, but at the start of the year, I never dreamt of that. Did I believe we're going to make the playoffs? I mean, I thought we'd be battling for the playoff spot, but no, it's just the team came together and they just found ways to win every night. And the guys, the more wins we got, the more confidence they got. And, you know, we had a rough spot at the end of the season. That was probably the last 3 weeks. We didn't play as well. And for me as a coach, it was more mental than anything else, because the guys knew they had a good point lead in the Pacific Division. We were up 7 or 8 points on San Jose. So, you know, it's hard to get up for some of those games, and it shouldn't be, but we had 3 or 4 games where we were really pretty disappointed in ourselves. And the good part about that is every time we had one of those games, we bounced back real strong. And the games that really mattered, the San Jose game and the St. Louis game, you know, the weekend before the season ended, we played great games in both of those games, and that made our team feel real confident.
As you know from your playing days, it is a huge advantage if you can get through a round of the playoffs quickly, like you guys have. Because it saves your guys. How healthy are you going forward? Do you need a few days off to heal a few bumps and bruises? Where are you guys at?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. There's nothing major. There's a lot of guys real close. I mean, there's a few little bumps and bruises. Riley Smith missed a lot of time there at the end of the season, so this next 6 or 7 days is going to be good for him. I mean, Fleury's played a lot of hockey lately, so it's going to be real good for him. And, you know, there's a few other guys. Speed is getting real close to returning, so we're probably going to have a full lineup, very soon. But I love the way our guys played. I mean, everybody's almost ready to go, and guys are, and the toughest thing about my job is now we've got 5 or 6 healthy guys, and there's no room right now in your roster, so you just keep working hard. They've been all those guys have been very positive, and they're hoping for a long run because everybody's going to be used in the playoffs. We all know the more depth you got, the better your team's going to be.
Gerard, how much does your game plan change depending on the opponent? Because from the outside, it looks like the opposition, unless you've got a superstar like Sidney Crosby against you, it's pretty similar.
Yeah, no, I agree with it. I don't change our game plan at all. I really worry about what we're going to do and make sure we're doing things right. I mean, we'll obviously we got a lot of time to pre-scout our next opponent. And, it's going to be obviously Anaheim or San Jose, so we'll have time to pre-scout them. And we played both those teams 4 times this season, so you got a pretty good read on them. Like, they have a good read on us also, so... No, we're not going to change a whole lot. There's no sense in changing a whole lot. We play the way we like to play, and obviously we'll be when you play a guy like Brett Burns or whoever you're going to play, if the special high-end defenseman like Doughty, you pay more attention to those type of players. And if it's Anaheim, they got the Getzlaff line and the Perry line, so you try and put a little bit of a plan in place for those guys. But besides that, you want to play your game.
What did you do? Did you do KFC or what did you do after the game last night?
Nothing. There was first time all year we had no pizza in the room or nothing. It was pretty quiet last night, and then we just got in the plane and had a good nap. It was perfect, but KFC might be possible tonight.
Nobody saw. You know, you're working your way into the Old Home Week category to be Grand Marshal this summer.
Don't even talk about it, please. I'm going home to play with the grandkids all summer.
All right. Well, I started to get calls this week from people. Randy Compton, a few guys were calling me from the island, so you got a buzz going.
I'll golf with you a couple times and play with the grandkids.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a perfect relaxing summer. Hey, congratulations. This is significant for you, too, getting a team through to the second round under your tutelage. And you've had an eventful trip here, but you and Mama, and we congratulate you and continued success.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.